Lingale, K. Montreal area police say they are working with law enforcement agencies in Canada and the United States to determine whether a man newly linked to a 1975 cold case may have been responsible for other unsolved murders. Investigators in Lingale, K., south of Montreal, said Tuesday that DNA evidence establishes with certainty that Franklin Maywood Ramini raped and murdered 16-year-old Sharon Pryor nearly 50 years ago. Now police say they're trying to find out whether Ramini, a career criminal who died in 1982 at the age of 36, may have had other victims. We are already working on it, but not only in Canada, we're also working with the FBI to see if there's any link with other cold cases in the U.S., Lingale Police Sergeant Det. Eric Rassicott, who investigated the prior cold case, told reporters. Pryor's younger sister, Doreen, said the confirmation that police identified her sister's killer brought a long and difficult journey to an end. That journey began over the Easter weekend in 1975, as she, her twin sister and their brother looked through a window in the family home in Montreal's Pointe Saint-Charles neighborhood hoping to see Sharon Pryor return home. The solving of Sharon's case will never bring Sharon back, Doreen Pryor said Tuesday. But knowing that her killer is no longer on this earth and cannot kill anymore brings us to somewhat of a closure. Maureen Pryor, Doreen's twin sister, thanked Rassicott and Lieutenant Det. Sophie Tuga for never giving up on the case. Without your skill, dedication and countless hours of investigation, we would not be here today, she said. You pushed new technology to its boundaries and brought us answers we have been waiting 48 years to hear. The rape and killing of Pryor had gone unsolved since she disappeared on March 29, 1975, after setting out to meet friends at a pizza parlor near her home. Her body was found 3 days later in a wooded area in Lingale. Police investigated 122 suspects, but Ramini was not among them. In 2015, scientists sequenced a complete DNA profile from a shirt used to restrain Pryor. But that specimen was only a partial match with a sample found on her jeans. But by 2022, technology had improved, allowing scientists to amplify small samples of DNA for study. That year, Rassicott sent the shirt and the jeans to Quebec's Legal Science Laboratory for retesting, and for the first time a complete and matching sample was found on both clothing items. It was at that point that the Legal Science Laboratory suggested a new technique, analyzing the Y chromosome in the DNA sample. Passed down unchanged from father to son, the Y chromosome can be compared with DNA samples in databases containing thousands of profiles collected from people through commercial testing kits from companies such as 23andMe or AncestryDNA. The Y chromosome found on the jeans and the shirt was compared with profiles in an American database and it matched with a family name, Ramini. As Quebec's Legal Science Lab reconstructed a Ramini family tree, Rassicott's police work led him to determine that a Franklin Maywood Ramini had been living in Montreal at the time of the killing and that other evidence pointed to him. Ramini's appearance corresponded with a witness's physical description of the suspect. Ramini's car was compatible with the tire tracks at the site where police found Pryor's body 48 years ago. Meanwhile, Quebec scientists traced the Ramini DNA to four brothers from West Virginia. And on May 2, Rassicott and several colleagues were present as local authorities in West Virginia exhumed Ramini's remains for DNA testing to confirm his link to the crime. The resolution of this cold case is based on new investigative techniques but also on advances in forensic biology, Rassicott told reporters. These are new tools that we didn't have a few years ago and it's a powerful one. The DNA is like a guiding lead, he said. It still needs to be confirmed by classic investigation techniques. Ramini, whose criminal record began when he was a child, was on the run from the law in West Virginia at the time of Pryor's death. On parole since 1973, he was facing new charges of breaking and entering and rape. He fled to Montreal, where he lived until around 7 months after Pryor's murder, when he was arrested by Montreal police and extradited to the U.S. But by 1982, he was back in the city. He died there of unknown causes, but his body was buried in his hometown of Fraser's Bottom, West Virginia. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 23, 2023. Jacob Cerebrin, the Canadian Press.